Using state-of-the-art telemetry, the lovely Vera Farmiga, as Captain Colleen Goodwin, assures Jake Gyllenhaal, playing Coulter Stevens, of something very important. What Stevens is experiencing at this very excruciating second on his urgent and deadly source code mission will stop at some point. Actually, for poor Coulter, who has been futuristically implanted in another man's body, it's deja vu all over again, and again, and again, and again. Stevens, who's just concluded a military tour in Afghanistan, has been tasked to figure out who and how some terrorist blows a Chicagoland commuter train to smithereens. The blast kills everyone on board, including Coulter and his perky and attractive seatmate, Christina Warren. That's Michelle Monaghan. The train blows up over and over and over again until Stevens finds the bomb and the perpetrator, so hopefully he can avert another even more disastrous event the evil dirtbag has in store for the Windy City on a beautiful Monday afternoon. It's pretty neat how Stevens is able to redo his effort trying to foil the mad bomber. In an anonymous command center under the watchful eye of Dr. Rutledge, played by Jeffrey Wright, the masterful transmutation is revealed. Captain Goodwin, let me see, how can I say this as simply as I can? Captain Goodwin electronically transmutes Stevens from one parallel time stream into another parallel time stream. Dr. Rutledge and Captain Goodwin, I guess you could say, reboot Stevens for the several takes he has to make in order to accomplish the mission. After Stevens dies in each horrific commuter train explosion playback, so to speak, suddenly he's back in an anonymous dark enclosed capsule conversing with Captain Goodwin. Their communication is always about his next turn in the trouble time stream. You know, the one that's parallel to the one they're in, talking back and forth to each other at the moment on the special telemetry I mentioned? Yep, that's pretty much it, except Stevens, as he soldiers his way through who's not culpable to apprehend the one who is culpable for the train bombing, screws up pretty bad. And it was pretty hard for me to not laugh at some of Stevens' goofs in getting his, person. Unfortunately, some people watching with me in the theater were not amused, and to them all, I humbly apologize. Could be that director Duncan Jones and scriptwriter Ben Ripley should apologize as well. This is a pretty silly movie, as I've described so far, but what Jones and Ripley do for the ending tacked onto source code, they might want to pony up some and come through to help defray ticket prices for everyone who wants to see this turkey. You ain't ever seen a denouement like this before, I'd venture a guess. To abstrusely put it, there's nothing like seeing a movie that depicts people being blown up in a terrorist train bombing over and over and over and over again, but makes you believe everything is going to be all right. And because of that, everyone who's just watched Source Code will feel real good about everything, whatever parallel time stream they happen to be in. Source Code would be way too far out for Rod Serling to get his head around. Wrap your head around a bountiful bunch of other film reviews by the guy with his voice online at TulsaTVMemories.com or at the bodacious International Movie Database at IMDb.com. I'm Gary Chu, down in the valley.